Well, hey there. Thank you so much for joining me for a very special episode of Busy Kids Love Music. I'm Carly Seifert, the creator of Busy Kids Do Piano, and today we are going to be discussing hip-hop music. For this episode, I brought on my very first special podcast guests, Christina M. Johnson and her young daughter, Jael, aka DJK. Now, I interviewed them about the children's book that they wrote called Hip Hop Hair, and I also asked a little bit about their process and background as hip hop artists and musicians themselves. Yes, you heard that right. Both Christina and her daughter have created their own hip hop tracks. Kids can create music too. So without further ado, here is that interview. All right, so I am here with Christina M. Johnson and her daughter Jael, aka DJK. And you ladies have a multitude of projects and talents and accomplishments to your name. But today I wanted to talk to you specifically about your background with hip hop. Your family wrote a bestseller, darling children's book called Hip Hop Hair. And I shouldn't just say you wrote it, you illustrated it and you did the whole thing around it. Both of you, right? Your whole team, your family. So I'd love for you, I'll link to the book in the show notes, but then I'd also love for you to just give our Busy Kids listeners a little bit of background on hip hop music, what it is, maybe what you love about it, what's connected you to it and your family, and why you decided to write a book about it.
I am the background illustrator of Hip Hop Hair. I created all of the backgrounds and some of the numbers on it. I also created the music to Hip Hop Hair, and yeah.
Okay, then when you say music to Hip Hop Hair, is there an audio recording of it that has music or?
Audio recordings, like the MP3s you recorded?
Yes, I do.
Okay, oh, very cool.
Can you tell me a little bit about some of the MP3s that you created and how you created the sounds and the songs and all of that?
I create the songs based off of how I'm feeling at a certain time. And each of them are really important.
Cool.
Yeah, because you spin your own tracks too, right? You do your own hip hop creation. So can you, before, I want to talk to you more about that and about your process and what that looks like, because I know that kids are probably anxious to hear about that. But can you give everyone, let's say that our listeners have no idea what hip hop is. Maybe they've heard the word hip hop before, but they're not really sure, well, am I listening to hip hop or what is hip hop? How would you explain it?
You would explain hip hop as, hip hop is based off of the music and the hairstyle. Hip hop.
Well, it's just talk about how you came to know about hip hop, the music style, the people, how it started, just a little bit, just to kind of inform.
Yeah, do you have some artists that inspired you, that really drew you in?
Yes.
Yes, who are those artists?
Oh yeah, you can
Tupac,
say.
Tupac, good one. We just read some of his poetry, actually, my daughter and I, for a poetry class that we're doing, so.
Who are some of the founding people and how it started at the Block Party? Talk a little bit about that.
DJ Kool Herc was one of the first people to find out about record playing, and he decided to, instead of using one record to play the music, he took two records to switch up the beats.
Okay. So that's what you'll hear. You'll hear a lot of a strong beat when you're listening to hip hop. Yes?
Yes.
Okay, so when you spin your own music, what kind of equipment do you have that you use to spin your own tracks?
I use a phone.
Yep, tell them everything you use.
I use a phone and an app.
Okay, so the type of phone that you have and the apps that you use, so that maybe other children will be able to do the same thing.
I use a Note 9, a Samsung, I think it was Samsung Galaxy Note 9, and I have an app called GroovePad, and that's where I create my music.
Okay.
You can also name it and like save it.
Okay, so that's where you do it all. And Christina, I know you had some background too in hip hop as well. Is that correct?
Yes, I do.
Okay, can you tell us a little bit about that?
Sure. Growing up in the inner city of Baltimore City, Maryland, music was part of our culture. And historically speaking, music is a part of the Black American culture. And even before that, it's part of African culture. So it's like music flows through, you know, our very veins. And we've been able to kind of connect with that. We believe that music is a divine connection in our household. So my husband and I, we try and instill the love of music, you know, in our children. So that's why we're really open to DJ K's exploration of hip hop. And, you know, you sometimes come in contact with some songs that may be a bit edgy and things like that, but it's a great time to have an open discussion. And that open discussion, it allows us to talk about things that maybe we would have never, you know, even addressed.
That's such a good point. Uh-huh.
Right, for some of that music. So as far as my background, I am an award-winning spoken word artist. I'm also the Baltimore City oratory champion for several years in a row when I was in grade school, middle school, wow, high school, and then wow, I went to college, and then I entered speaking competitions and I won several grants. I've also done music, hip hop music, R&B, and performed with my nonprofit company, which has since been dissolved, but it was Out the Box Ministries Incorporated.
Okay, wow. So it's just part of your family. It's part of your history, part of your family, part of your culture. So DJ K, did you have the idea to write Hip Hop Hair, or was that a project that your family decided to do together?
It was a project that the family decided to do together.
Okay, just so you could sort of help bring some of that culture to everyone else.
So talk a little bit about how it all came about, why we even decided to even get on the topic of doing something positive.
Because there was a lot of adults having problems with COVID-19, but they wasn't really answering how the children felt. So we decided to create a book of not only that the children can understand, but the adults too. And it tells children that they don't have to be afraid of what hairstyle they wear. They don't have to move it or change it.
I love that. Yes, my kids enjoyed learning about the different hairstyles. That was really fun. And it's got such a fun rhythm to it too, which I'm sure comes from your composing as well.
We really wanted to do something that was positive. And I was just like, okay, well, we have a poetry unit and a music class. So why don't we just like do what you all are already doing? And it turned out to be an amazing project. We talked about end rhyme and, you know, everybody was trying to come up with rhyming words like, no, you know, that doesn't rhyme. But how was it like working with your family, you know, your sisters and brothers? And, you know, was there any fighting? Was it like positive, negative, what?
It was actually really fun to work with them. And they all had a lot of good ideas that we all like told. And once we came up with the right rhyming word, it worked.
Okay, so that was your process, was coming up with the rhyming word and then kind of working it in?
Yes.
Okay. Is that what you do when you write your songs as well?
I think so.
Okay.
Okay, so you want me to rephrase the question?
Yes.
Okay, so like when you are coming up with your songs, right? What do you need something to kind of put you in the mood to create a song? Is it just based on how you feel at the moment? Is there something that you see that makes you want to go in? Like, what is it that, you know, makes you want to even do it and create it, your songs?
To create my songs, is I need to find inspiration. And, like, if I'm having an idea in my head, it needs music. So I go create a beat to connect to the image in my head.
Okay, so you start with the beat. That goes with the image in your head. And then do the words come to you after that once you have your beat?
Yes.
Okay. Well, that is so cool. And we have a playlist that you ladies put together that I'm going to link up in my show notes, busykidsdopiano.com/podcast/39. And I'll link to that playlist, and it's got some of your tracks on it, DJK, as well as tracks from other, they're all kid friendly, tracks from other hip hop artists. I saw, who did I see on there? I think I saw Tupac on there. What are some others favorite artists?
Tupac was like the first, she was like, can we put Tupac on there? I'm like, okay, we gotta find a clean version though.
But yes, I appreciate that. And I know the parents do too, so thank you.
You're welcome.
What are some of your other favorite artists that we'll find on the playlist?
Oh my goodness. Well, we put a couple on there. So what are some of the ones that you like most? And I actually made her go back to like the very, very beginning. So some of them are older, but she likes some of the newer ones. So what's some of, okay, whatever you like, just name.
That's a hip hop. Do they have to be a hip hop artist?
Oh, just music in general. I mean, we're busy kids, love music, any type.
Where do you get your inspiration from?
I like Sorry Not Sorry, clean version.
Oh, the clean version of Sorry Not Sorry.
Okay. Oh, I saw Lecrae on there too.
Lecrae is on there. Who else? Who else is on the playlist specifically? KB. Yep. KB, Lecrae, Tupac.
You put that African
Bombada. African Bombada, right?
Okay.
One of the first hip hop songs I made.
Oh, that's the what is it? Sugar Hill Gang. Classic hip hop.
Okay. So this is what you guys have to look forward to in the playlist when you head over to the show notes.
Definitely.
A little bit more about hip hop and hear some of your tracks, DJK. And where can my listeners find you if they want to learn more about what you're up to?
Yeah. You want me to say,
I know something when you're on the spot.
I know, right? Okay, so what we did, we created a link tree off of their Instagram account. So your Instagram is You Motivate Creations, but it's under Linktree. So you would go to Linktree/ You Motivate Creations. Then if you're interested in just the book specifically, you can go to www.hiphophairbook.com. But like I said, the link tree has all of the buttons on there. So
it goes to the link to that in my show notes too, so that people can find that easily.
Exactly. So like the shirts that we're wearing, she has on the hashtag Sisters Are Forever. I have on the Black is Beautiful. You can, you know, click a button and go straight to their store for that. It's everything's on Linktree pretty much.
Okay. Well, very cool. I love that you have your whole family involved in music and poetry and just the combination of the arts that, you know, hip hop is. Poetry, the visuals, the images that you've done in your book, it's really impressive and I know exciting for everyone else to learn about. So thank you so much for being with me today, ladies. It's been a real pleasure. You're my first guest that I've ever had on Busy Kids Love Music podcast.
Awesome. So thank you.
Special episode about hip hop music, especially for Black History Month. Perfect timing. So thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Thank you for having us.
So there you have it. I hope you enjoyed learning a little bit more about hip hop music and also feel empowered and inspired to create your own music. As DJ K and Christina told us, kids can compose and explore when it comes to music. You can find the links to their kid-friendly hip hop playlist on my show notes at busykidsdopiano.com/podcast/39. And thank you so much for joining me today. And a special thanks to Christina M. Johnson and DJ K for joining me as well. I look forward to connecting with all of you again in 2 weeks on the Busy Kids Love Music podcast. Bye for now. 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3.